Terror warning. Thousands of our most critical facilities, including nuclear power plants, on alert after U.S. officials say some may have already been penetrated by potential terrorists trying to pull an inside job. ABC's Brian Ross broke the story of this new warning, which comes just weeks before the 9/11 anniversary. Good morning, Brian.
That's right, Robin, and good morning to you. This latest intelligence report focuses on concerns that terrorists are trying to gain recruits inside major U.S. utilities.
The hundreds of chemical plants, oil refineries, and power plants in this country provide a tempting target for terrorists, especially if an insider helps.
There are a lot of very sensitive facilities where someone can get a job on the inside, can get access to a control room, flip a switch, which causes an electric power grid to short circuit, causes a pipeline to explode.
The Homeland Security Intelligence Report issued this week, Insider Threat to Utilities, warns that violent extremists have in fact obtained insider positions.
If someone were determined and had the right access, the amount of damage that they could inflict could affect thousands of lives.
The U.S. was stunned last year after the arrest in Yemen of an alleged American recruit to Al-Qaeda, Sharif Mobley of New Jersey, who, it turned out, had been employed at five different U.S. nuclear power plants in and around Pennsylvania, able to pass federal background checks.
Many of these Al-Qaeda sympathizers can pass background checks because there's nothing on file anywhere that says they're an Al-Qaeda sympathizer living here in the United States.
Documents found in the compound of Osama bin Laden show he was pushing for a major attack in the U.S. to match the scale of 9/11. And Al-Qaeda has already put the word out for recruits in its online magazine called Inspire, looking for brothers of ours who have specialized expertise and those who work in sensitive locations.
The Department of Homeland Security says it has no specific credible threats for any one utility, but that operators should understand their employees, especially disgruntled ones, may be targeted for recruitment as saboteurs, Robin.
Something to keep in mind, and hard to believe we're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of 9/11.
That's right, a lot of concern about what might happen between now and then.
That's true. Brian, thank you.